5AOW. They control for the Black River Valley service. That flight name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Pause for a second, I got another rig out on the back just a minute. Okay, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be held on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Phantasm Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an eye controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And Bob, my good friend Dave from down in Bainbridge will be right behind me.
The other Echolink station, come down. KD2 FPM and 5AOW. Kevin, is he still in the queue, or did he drop out?
Yeah, Bob, I do see him still in the queue. He may be having some issues, so I'm not really sure what to tell you. If you want to give him another shot, maybe he's having a problem. And Dave, if you're listening and you're not able to key up with your space bar, click on the little lightning bolt up in the left-hand side and then click it when you want to unkey. KD2 FPM back to net control.
All right, very good. Thanks, Kevin. And go ahead and try that. See if that works out for you this time.
All right, N5AOW, be advised, KD2ERR, that's Dave. He apparently dropped off. This is KD2 FPM back to net control. I'll wait for your cue, Bob.
All right, very good, Kevin. Well, how was your day today? I hope you had an excellent day. It seemed like it was a pretty good one out today. So I'll turn it over to you, KD2 FPM and 5AOW.
All right, good evening, Bob. Maybe we can just give Dave a shot again here when I'm done here in a second, and maybe he might be back in. KD2 FPM out here in Oneonta, 51 degrees with some clouds overhead. Had a high of 65 with filtered sun today, so it actually did get kind of spring-like here. Actually took a picture of crocus on my mom's front lawn and sent it to Channel 6, CBS 6, WRGB up in Albany, and they actually used it in the newscast. And then my good friend Jeff Matthews, who is with CNYWeathertainment.com, sent that to him, and he used it on live stream and Periscope. So we got to share that with all these neat viewers. So good chunk of New York State got to see my mom's flower, so it's famous now. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, and on the flip side, I had to finally break down and order some parts for my poor Jeep. I've had to Band-Aid it because it is 11 years old, and it's got some rust settling into it. So found some interesting stuff. They call it diamond plate, but it's not the typical brushed aluminum diamond plate that's, you know, kind of got that nice finish, you know, with the metallic feature. It's a black diamond plate. So I'm going to have the rear corners done up, and I'm going to have the fenders done up with it. So, yeah, it's just to try to kind of Band-Aid the rust and cover it temporarily until I can figure out what I'm doing down the road here. And then it's going to be a massive move of my antennas, because I'm getting a light bar for my windshield, bolts onto the windshield frame, and at the top, instead of putting lights, off-road lights on there like a lot of people do with the Jeeps, I'm a ham radio operator, and I'm going to put my antennas up there. So on the one side, I'll have my 2-meter, 70-centimeter dual-band antenna, and on the other side, I'll run my 11-meter, which I can probably also run for 10-meter eventually when I get a dual rig in there for that. Give me some better abilities and output, and it'll probably cut down on my SWR problems that I've got with the 11-meter rig that I've got right now in there. So with that, I'll say 7-3 because I know there's others who would love to say hello, and I will stand by and listen. This is KD2FM, back to net control.
All right, very good, Kevin. Well, sounds like you've had a pretty good day down your way and had a few things going on. That temperature got up pretty good by you. The best I had up here was 55.6. That was late in the afternoon, probably about 3 o'clock, 3:30, so that wasn't too bad. It felt pretty good with that. As for the rust problem, boy, I'll tell you what, drives me insane. I watched them this morning. We had snow overnight up here, and boy, they're running up and down four or five times of state trucks and plowing nothing at all and just pouring the salt on, going up and pouring it on, coming down. And probably, I'd say at least three, possibly four times of that. So it's going to take almost a day of rain or a torrential downpour to wash all that off. I really don't feel the need for it when you have an inch of snow or less. Certainly, you have plenty of traction and plenty of salt remaining on the road. But anyway, I'm not going to stick with that one. we'll give it another shot to see if your friend wants to come in on Equilink. So, give it a try again.
N5AOW, be advised, he did not make it back in here. KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin, well, thank you for checking in, and 73, have a great night and a good day tomorrow. All right, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2BFM, good evening.
KC2WI.
Okay, we've got Pete, KC2WI, and George, N2BFM. Let's go with George. How's things going on up your way, George?
Well, good evening to you, Bob, Pete, and everybody, Kevin James, and everybody else on the net. We've got a temperature here of 49 degrees after a range today of 31 to 55. A little bit of sun in the late afternoon, but not much. Say mid-afternoon or so. And that's about it. I've been in here chopping wood in half all day to fit in the coal stove, which of course I'm not running right now because the temperature is too warm for it. And not so much else going on, so we'll say God bless. 73 and 2 PFM clear.
All right, George. Yeah, well, hopefully we'll get some warmer weather. You won't need to run anything at all. Maybe it'll stabilize and get halfway warmed up like it should. It just seems like most of the marches we've had have been kind of up and down and crazy with the weather and a lot of wind, of course. Their march is known for that. All right, have a good evening and stay warm. KC2WI, Pete, how are you, and what's going on?
busy day. I've been working. I had a phone call with a customer. Got a big installation. I kind of missed the, I was going to try to get on the Eastern New York Aries HF net, which was tonight at 8, and that's right when I was on the phone, so I didn't get that. I don't know if I could have really heard him or not, but I did hear something around 8:30. I don't know if it was some of those guys talking or not. And, it was nasty here. I don't even remember what I did. When I went out, earlier, I guess I didn't go out till that, till noon. Turned out I was on the phone and whatever. Yeah, it was pretty windy, and you could feel the, the sun was starting to kind of get through the clouds, and you could feel the warmth. I had on a black snow overall, or, insulated overalls, which was just about the right temperature at that time. But the wind was pretty nasty, and it was only, 40 degrees or whatever. I was really surprised when I looked and saw it was up to 55. It never really was sunny here. And it's still 50 degrees, so I don't think it's supposed to be that nice tomorrow, though. Although maybe that changed the weekend, I guess. It says tomorrow's supposed to be cooler than today with rain, and then I guess front must be coming through because it looks like a pretty nice day on Saturday and Sunday. So tomorrow afternoon, or I think it's 11 a.m., I'm not sure, I gotta look. Tomorrow afternoon and Saturday is a Mars called the QRP exercise, so it's sort of like a contest if there is any such thing on the military frequencies, but it's essentially try to contact as many other people, many other stations, all using QRP portable, so it's a Mars version of Field Day, I guess. In a way, I don't know that it's a contest, but, I missed it last year for some reason, and so I'm going to try and get out and do some of that either tomorrow afternoon or Saturday. And other than that, I guess not too much else is going on here. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, well, the weather, from what I saw today, was in and out of it a couple of times, was up and down. It seemed like it started out, it was, cold, chilly, windy. Then it kind of settled down a little bit. We had a few flakes of snow, a little bit of rain in the morning, of course, the ground was covered. We had probably about an inch accumulation here on the ground. Like I was saying earlier, boy, they just drowned the road with salt. And then the sun came out. I don't know, through the clouds and melted it away, so that was good. I wanted to see green grass, not white. I'm just ready for spring, and that's pretty much it. Well, I hope you had everything go fairly decent for you. I'll tell you what, there's been days they just go kind of cattywampus, and you need a day going the right way, in the right direction. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Pete. 7-3. You have a good evening and a good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. Okay, well, I had a good day. Got in and out a few times. Got a few projects done in the shed. Work shed, I got some work done out in the garage. in and out of that. Took the dog for a run a couple of times. Get out in the air a bit. Little brisk at times in the afternoon early. And then the sun came out and it got warm. It was up in the mid-50s. Quite pleased with that. Enjoyed that. Took him out for another run again. So, other than that, it was a pretty tame day. Did a few things in the house and that was about it. Just relaxed. Been taking it one day at a time, like the old program used to say on TV. Alright, are there any additional check-ins? This is N5AOW. KA2ZNZ, Jack, always glad to hear you. How's everything going your way this afternoon?
Well, it was kind of an up and down day. It was a little on the chilly side of that wind. And we did have some light showers. We also had some sunshine. And we did get up to 59, I see here. And we're down now to about, 60. That's supposed to be the high for the day. I didn't check my high-low here. I checked it earlier, I should say. So I guess maybe it's getting warmer out there. Anyways, have a good evening. 7-3's to you, Bob, and everybody on board. KA2000.
All right, very good, Jack. Yeah, that's kind of comical. I've seen that happen here. I need to put the digital where I can see it by the window here where I've got all the rigs set up. I've got it in the other room by the computer, but to look at it directly, you don't know. And I didn't take a look at it before I came in, although earlier when I was out in the kitchen and looked outside, we've got digitals in three different places, so it gives you a pretty accurate summary of the weather itself. But when I looked earlier, it was 53, so I know tomorrow was supposed to be 50. So given your temperatures there, I would imagine ours stabilized here, and it turned out to be a pretty nice evening. So gee, maybe you can go out and watch and be sit in the moonlight without getting the chill. Well, that's a high hope, isn't it? Okay, Jack, have a good evening. I'll either check in with you or touch base with the group in a little while. You have a good evening. This is N5AOW. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins this time? Okay, not hearing any. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. Want to thank Jack, out in Canastota, Pete, George, and Kevin down in Oneonta checking in this evening. 7-3 to all. Everyone have a fine evening and a great day tomorrow. N5AOW clear.
All right, this is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, I appreciate the use of Echolink, and hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FBM is clear.
Hearing no objection, this is KD2 HKB calling a satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct-10, which is part of the National Traffic System, meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Formal written traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome. When checking in, transmit "this is," and then please pause by unkeying and listen to avoid doubling. Then rekey and continue with your call sign and the word traffic if and only if you have any. Net control again for this satellite session is Kilo Delta 2 Hotel Kilo Bravo. My name is Matt, and I'm located in Sherbourne, New York, coming at you through the EchoLink node. Stations 4 Oct-10. Come now, please.
Alpha Oscar Whiskey.
I acknowledge N5AOW. Thank you very much for your check-in. This is Oct-10. All stations are welcome. Make this my final call unless something else is heard. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Oct-10 KD2HKB Net Control, for this satellite session, looking for any further stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call. With nothing further heard, I'd like to thank the station who checked in this evening, and hope to hear you again tomorrow night. This concludes this satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct-10 again meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Net manager is Jack, KA2ZNZ. Assistant net manager is Mark, KB2KOJ. Again, we thank all the stations who checked in this evening, and hope to hear you again tomorrow night. This is KD2HKB. I will be clear and clearing this EchoLink node. 73 all. KD2HKB is clear.